also looking at ensuring that they put in measures to continuously stabilize the city and even make it much stronger. Interest rates is something that we're also encouraging the government to also look at, especially on the fiscal side. So these are areas that we are recommending to government, more especially capital investment, so that the private sector can take advantage of that.
You heard the president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Stephane Mason Abbas. Republic Bank and Bank of Africa have emerged as the best financial institutions for individuals seeking the lowest interest rate on short to long-term loans ending June this year. This was contained in the latest annualized percentage rates data released by the Bank of Ghana. More in this report.
The data showed that for individuals seeking a facility over a year, the Bank of Africa emerged as the best place to turn. This because at an advertised average lending rate of about 10%, those that were borrowing from that institution paid an average interest rate of 20.22%. However, for those that took loans spread over 3 to 5 years, Public Bank offered the lowest interest rate of 21.43%. This was after the bank added all the charges, including insurance and commitment fee. The annualized percentage rate, according to the Bank of Ghana, reflects the true cost of a loan when borrowers have to go through the approval process before getting the facility from that financial institution. The Bank of Ghana has argued that the regular publication of this data should go a long way to drive down the cost of lending in the country.
A Business Desk report. Now, economist Professor Patrick Esumeng has advised government to work hard at increasing cocoa production to compensate farmers in the next crop season. He made the call after cocoa farmers expressed dissatisfaction to the 3,228.75 per 64 kilogram bag of cocoa. Professor Esumeng pointed out that an increase is not enough, hence government must consider another significant increase in the 2026-2027 crop season.
Now, as it turns out, the current circumstances and given where the CD is against the dollar, and then when you work it out and it comes to only 3,200 or just thereabout, compare it to where it was before, then suddenly the average farmer will see that, well, no, there's not much in it for me. And I think that's the farmer who spoke, that's the kind of dissatisfaction that he expressed. Because from their point of view, what they care about is what they are receiving. So whether we are receiving 60%+ of the world price or not, I mean, at this moment, it wouldn't mean much, but that could change if the CD's strength against the dollar changes, then that could easily change. But I think from their point of view, you know, you can say you've increased the dollar price by whatever percentage. From as far as they are concerned, this will be very minimal.
Professor Patrick Esumeng is an economist. And to some other stories, the Deputy Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Boli, is urging Ghana and other sub-Saharan African countries to introduce comprehensive regulatory systems for cryptocurrency. According to him, this would enhance cross-border trade and improve transparency in addressing monetary instability.
You know, how to utilize blockchain technology, how to utilize tokenization technology to support existing system, you know, both domestic and cross-border. That's question number one. Number two, how to deal with the challenge of outside cryptos, those crypto assets coming from outside, from internal environment. That relates to the challenge of what we call cryptoization, what we call digital form of dollarization. This challenge that could potentially create challenge for monetary sovereignty, for monetary stability of SSA countries. So we need to think about how to introduce a comprehensive regulatory system for crypto assets.
Boli is the Deputy Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund. Government statistician Dr. Alhassan Idrisu says the stability of the CD is playing a key role in driving down inflation on imported items. He explained that the relative exchange rate stability is easing price pressures on goods brought into the country. Dr. Idrisu added that the trend reinforces the importance of sustaining the gains from government's fiscal consolidation efforts. He spoke to Joy Business in Accra after the release of the July inflation figures.
Usually imported items, the basket, inflation basket also includes imported items. So once the exchange rate appreciates, or we see a lot of stability in the exchange rate, it bodes well for the prices of the goods that have been imported into the country. And that helps inflation directly, even indirectly. We have local items as well in the basket. If manufacturers or producers, whether goods or services, are using items that are imported, which are, once you import, you are using FX, and FS, and there's appreciation of exchange rate, it means that on the average, their prices would what? Will moderate or will reduce.
Dr. Alhassan Idrisu is the government statistician. Let's now talk data, shall we? In a quest to champion localized artificial intelligence models to aid the growth of the country's digital economy, the Ministry of Communication, Digital Technology and Innovation has announced the establishment of a national data exchange hub. The hub, according to the sector minister Samuel George, will enable the sharing of data between government and private institutions. This will be crucial in the creation of a rich database capable of building a robust AI models that suits Ghana's context. He spoke at a technology event.
We're also working on establishing a national data exchange hub, a secure interoperable backbone that will allow public and private entities to share data transparently, safely, seamlessly, and efficiently. Data is the new oil, and I dare say gold, but this time there'll be no data galamse. Data, however, unlike crude, must be refined through trust, policy, and precision. And Ghana will lead on this front. This is why we are undertaking a comprehensive review of all existing legislation in the ICT sector, not as a bureaucratic exercise, but as a strategic imperative.
Now, MTN Ghana CEO Stephen Blewett, has reaffirmed the company's commitment to bridging the gender gap in the tech industry as he hosted finalists of the National Girls in ICT Initiative from the Ashanti and Greater Accra regions at his head office here in Accra.
MTN's support for this initiative is more than an investment in technology. It's an investment in you, our girls, because we know the next big idea, the next innovation, the next leader can come from girls like you. The next MTN Ghana CEO can come from one of you. As I said, at MTN Ghana, we believe in diversity and inclusion, and not just values to aspire towards, but the essential components of innovation and progress. And it's imperative that we ensure equal opportunities for everyone, especially our young girls.
A reminder, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The Ministry of Energy and Green Transition has approved a request by Ghana National Gas Company Limited, that's Ghana Gas, to undertake a scheduled maintenance shutdown of the Atuabo gas processing plant from 16th August 2025 to 30th August 2025. This essential maintenance is part of government's commitment to ensuring the continued safe and reliable operation of the plant. Now, Ghana Gas will temporarily suspend the supply of gas within the stated period to facilitate this essential maintenance. And we shall be bringing you more in our subsequent bulletins. Time now for Money Lab.